We're glad you're here on this evening, and we hope that you've had a wonderful day today. Brother Freedom is here. We're thankful for the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Father, you're so wonderful. You're so glorious. Lord, we're not always very perfect, but you are always wonderful and perfect and marvelous and infinite. And we don't have words that are great enough or good enough to express how wonderful you are. We just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We bless you. We thank you for your anointing on Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing on all of us who are listening. Thank you for touching our hearts with your mighty power in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Freedom has asked that we read from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Thank you very much. Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for your soon coming. I just praise you, and I thank you what you've done for my heart this week. I thank you that you've been very special. But I believe that trying times are here, and Father, I just pray that you touch the hearts of your people. Oh, Lord, touch your people in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you for thy goodness. I thank you for everlasting love. I thank you for that peace. I thank you for your joy, which is our strength. Father, I thank you for the power of thy Holy Spirit, the glory of God, the Holy Ghost. I thank you that what you have is so good, so wonderful. But I realize there's a darkness is coming upon this land. And I pray that you'd touch your people this hour by the power of your mighty Spirit. I pray the Spirit of God will be in their hearts in a very powerful and very special way. I pray that you'd have your people as your people, it's the saints of God. I pray that you'll clothe them, put a shield around them, overtake them, power them in the secret place of the Most High, that they might be covered in this hour, that they might be rescued and stand before you with your power, with your Spirit upon them. Lord God, I pray that you'll move in a mighty way. I pray that you'll cause your people to triumph in me this day. I pray that you'll walk in victory, that they'll walk by your mighty counsel. Father, I see what you're seeing. I see many of the churches are very weak. They're like I've been here the last couple of years before the stroke come. I was getting out of shape. And I'm getting back in shape, but it took a long time afterwards. But that time, getting out of shape, I went backwards, and not in my spirit, but in my flesh. But Father, I believe, and you've shown me that this day we must stay strong in the body, that the flesh will be able to endure, because the flesh is going to have to go through this time of troubles. And if a person's unable, they're going to fall. Father, I just pray that you give your people strength. You'll give them protection. You'll guide them in a great and mighty truth. And Father, I pray that everyone will learn to move upon your Spirit. I believe there is a great leanness of your Spirit in this last hour, because there's not too many that's coming into your Spirit. And Father, we know where your Spirit is, there's liberty. And when people quit having that liberty, it means there's gaps, there's places where no one's there for protection. Father, you've called a people, the saints, to be a guard in this hour, that they'd be working epistles, working by the Spirit of God, that they'd illuminate themselves in thy glory. Father, just pray that you'd move upon your people in a mighty way. Lord God, I pray that your people be alive this day, alive to you. But many have lost that that once faith, I believe, Father, I see a great fall away. And Father, I just pray that you give us strength this hour for a mighty way. Keep us ready. If that day, we need to be prepared because your day is coming. And Father, we just know it's going to come very soon. We believe it. We know that you know the time that you said in your word. Oh, that you're not slack concerning your promises. And you're long-suffering us. We're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Father, I just pray for a mighty guard around your ones this night. Those that love you, those that's hearing this message tonight, I pray that you'll bless them. Touch their hearts in a very special way. Oh, Lord, move upon them. Bring victory. Bring power. Bring anointing. Bring that great mighty shield, that protection. Lord God, help us this day, and we need it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe that we're living in a time of troubles. This week, I went walking a couple of days ago. The Lord come down in a very special way, and I was just out in the sort of, there was nobody but me, but I was in the brush and sort of in the trees, and the Lord come down. He come that night when I was asleep, but I believe He's come, the Lord's coming back. And there's problems. We can't deny that, but we have God's strength. And we got to call upon God. We can't just sit down and do nothing. We got to call Him and say, Lord, I wish to do my part. There's victory in the Lord. But when we go in ourselves, we're at defeat. I see it more and more and more. If we try to do it in ourselves, we're getting pushed around. We're losing heart. We're, most of all, we're losing that precious Spirit of God, His life. It's like the Gulf. You know, if they don't stop that oil leak, it's going to be serious problems. And I believe these parallel with the spiritual. But I believe there's troublesome times coming. A time that we must call, seek God. We must mean business with Him because He's coming soon. And I really believe that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. I believe that every one of us on this planet earth are all going to be accountable to the Almighty. I believe we're all going to stand before Him in that day. He's going to say, well done. Or He's going to say, I never knew you. And those that never knew you, it's going to be a sad day. You're going to wish at that time that you won't remember those days when you went to Reno. You won't remember those days when you went world cruises. You'll forget about those things. I just read it today. All those things will never be remembered. All those memories that you took so good, and so they was part of your life. You got to go here. You got to go there. But the main thing that God wants is the people that will stand with Him. See, there's not many of us standing with Him. God's left out here actually by Himself. God's not left us. We've left Him. And that's why we have a country that does no longer truly believe in God. We do what we wish to do. We tell everybody it's okay. But God doesn't go work that way. God moves through the Spirit. And when there's a wrong spirit there, you know that it's not of God. God is a good spirit. God's a Holy Spirit. When we have hard feelings, when we go out, like I thought today, feeling bad, it's because things are bad. But God still puts us under His mighty covering. He says that no ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. And I truly believe it. There's nothing that can keep you out of the hands of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High can and shall abide in the Lord's hands forever. I believe this. But we got to enforce it. We got to do the calling. We got to seek God and say, Lord, I want you to take my life. I need your guard. I want you to protect me today. I want you to lead me this day. I want a counsel of you. I need your thoughts to my thoughts as well. Be walking in your thoughts. Sometimes we want to do as we want to do. And sometimes God says, you're foolish. And we are a little foolish. If we get out of the will of God, we don't know the way. The pathway of the just, the shining light, that shines more and more to that most perfect day. The pathway of the just, the pathway of the unrighteous is not a shining light. It's a dark way. It's a treacherous things out there. There's many pitfalls. There's troubles. There's oil spills. There's everything. There's troubles. But if we believe in the leadership of God, there's a protection, a guidance, a blessing. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. In the time of trouble, you can call upon the Lord. He is your source. He's your help. He's your power. He's your anointing. He's your protection. He's your guidance. And we as God's people, we can, through prayer, is one of the things that will never fail. God will move through prayer. If you move through prayer, God will move upon your hearts. But I truly believe that we are hindered because many of us have lost the power of the Holy Ghost. When we lose that tool, that's like going out here and trying to build a house without a hammer and without a saw, without all the aids, and you're out there, you're just your bare fingers trying to build your house and you can't do it. I truly believe that's what it is. When we leave the Holy Spirit, I went to a meeting this afternoon that made me so sorrowful because those people I know are good people, but they really don't know what the Spirit of God is about. They're right now that everything looks okay because that's the way Satan does. He lets you think that you're okay till you're no more. He doesn't care how. He'll lie to you. He'll cheat on you. He'll do every despicable thing, every evil thing to get you to fall out of the hands of God. He doesn't want you to stay in God's hands. He wants you to walk in the foolish way. God wants to protect you. He is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. First thing, He does these things. And any time we get out of the will of God, we're walking in self. We're walking in confusion. Bible says where there's confusion, there's every evil work. I remember here about a month ago, I went down and saw a young man. And I thought I knew he was pretty well confused, but I felt sorry for him, so I stopped and stayed with him a little bit. And he had the confusion on him so heavy that I could not even remember scriptures. It was that heavy. And so I finally just had to force and get myself out of it. Because you can get in troubles that you're not even capable of getting out of, only with God's help. The supernatural is so wonderful, but it's limited. He says, if we don't let Him, He backs off from us. And we back off by, well, we don't want someone to know how I really feel. I love God, but I don't really want everybody to know that. You know, they might be laughing at me. That's what we do. We uncouple God's hands. He can't help us. What don't make any difference what someone thinks. It's what God thinks. We got to seek Him first or we're going to miss it. We got to try. Our aim is not for to please ourselves, but to please God. A few years back, I remember that when I started out, I didn't know, but it was easier than it is now. My health was good, and a lot of things were good, and the Spirit of God was wonderful. But as we go, I'm going to say this to everybody, as the farther we go, the harder it's going to be to keep going. That's why we need to pray, Lord, shorten that day. Oh, Lord, come back soon. Because your coming needs to keep us. Because you said in your word, if we did not shorten that day, the very elect would not be able to stand. And that's serious. We as God's people need to be prepared because that's a devil's hell and none of us want to go there. It's a heaven to gain and it's hell to shun. We need to call upon God, Lord, I want to make sure you put a hedge around me. The Bible says, I sought a man for the make of a hedge, but I found none. I sought for a man. And I think that's the way it is. He sought for a man out here to make him a hedge, to put up the guard, but he can't find any. They're not spirit-led. They're in their humanistic power. And the human is not capable of going against the powers of dark. They'll get defeated. We have to have a supernatural encasing of God's glory upon us that leads us in the path of righteousness for His sake. God wants to bring us into victory, not in defeat. And we'll be defeated unless we have the Spirit of God. There's no way that we can come against the powers of darkness without the Spirit of God. We have to have the real thing. We have to be the genuine. We have to be the one that knows that my God, He is here with me. He'll walk beside me. And if He's in you, no one can defeat you. You can, I didn't even know that day. Greater is He that's in you than what's going to come. But the only thing is, you've got to keep a place for Him all the time. Don't let Him leave you or you're in trouble. We need to keep what God places within us. We need to search for the Lord. We need to call upon Him, our whole being, and seek God. It says, seek ye the Lord in a straight, seek his face forevermore. We need to seek God, for his eyes are open to righteousness, and his ears are open to cry. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. If we ever get away from God, we've lost it. We're like someone that's looking for a great treasure, and we're still looking. But that treasure is in us. We need to hang on to that treasure, God. We need to keep close to our living God. He is our power. He's our strength. He's our way maker. We need to call upon him while he's near. We need to lay aside every weight and sin that's so easily beset us. See, we're like a fragile being. And God made us such that if we're standing unto him, we can handle anything that faces us. But any time we let go and get what's not so good, we're helpless. God made us that way. So any time that we say, well, I don't need this, we're just doing damage to our own lives. We gotta be strong in the Lord and the power of might. We must put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wild devil. We have to fortify ourselves with God's glory. We need to call upon him while he's near. Lord, I seek you. I praise you. I thank you on this wonderful day because you're real. I pray that you'll move mightily this day. Touch your people in a mighty way. Set them free this night. Father, I pray that you'll touch your people in a mighty way. Bless America this night. Bless us in a time of trouble. I pray that you'll touch your people. Quarantine them from any wicked thing. Father, I pray that you'll put a guard around them. Bring them in a place of trust. Deliver them in the mighty power of trust upon them in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll fortify them with your glory. Oh, Father, just touch your people in a mighty way. We pray. Father, come against those waves of darkness coming into this land. Father, I pray that you'd offset the troubles against your people in a mighty way. I pray that you bring deliverance this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. But we need to remember, knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. Oh, Lord God, open our eyes to see that we must continually call upon you. We must serve you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our will, all of our being, Father God. I pray, Lord God, for the lost souls that went away. I pray that they'll be drawn in, that they'll be saved before now than the day of the day. I pray that you'll deliver those this day in the wonderful name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all this day. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this important word of warning. I hope you take it serious. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for your anointing on Brother Freedom. Amen.